What were the routine days like in
routine,
in Saudi Arabia?
Basically, the routine days were consisted of. There's really no routine days. I mean, you basically stayed up a lot. You had full shifts at nighttime and daytime to protect yourselves. We dig a fighting hole, which is a position that you would dig yourself about chest deep into a hole, put all your supplies in there, your ammo, and your weapons, and yourself, and your food, and you live out this hole. You would be able to repel an attack in this hole. So, while we were in these positions, one person slept and one person was awake. So there's two men per fighting hole. And that's basically how our routine or days went. You stayed in this hole, and then every couple of days you would fill that hole up and you would move a couple of miles and build a new camp. It was like nonstop. We did this for months and months on end. We did a lot of PT. We ran a lot. We did a lot of night offs. We did patrols going up to the Iraqi border and seeing what their movements are and making supply runs and other things as that. So basically, I can't say there was a routine day. The days consisted of many items. So we were basically on the move a lot, and we did a lot of different type things.
How was the food and the water? I mean,
okay, the food and the water.
Mm-hmm.
We ate these things called MREs, which is meals ready to eat, mm-hmm. which is a pre-packaged, pre-cooked meal, which consists of a meat entree. Then you have potatoes or something like that. Dried fruit, which you can add water to reconstitute. Mm-hmm. You have chewing gum, coffee, toilet paper, come in your meals ready to eat, little packet of toilet paper, matches, and the water that we drank was from Iraq, believe it or not. We found out after we'd been there for a couple of months, somebody decided to look at the bottle to see where the water was being bottled at, and the water that we were drinking was from Baghdad, Iraq. So basically we were supporting Iraq at the same time we were trying to fight them. So the water was definitely a big question. They took the water away from us, and we were able to get our get water shipped in from Israel. Back to the food, while we were over there, we were eating MREs that was pre-packaged in 1985, which is a long time for something to be packaged, and you'd be eating it in 1990, 1991.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the food that we were eating over there had gone bad, and evidently it was salmonella poison. The chicken had gone bad, so we had a lot of Marines go down to food poisoning. If you've never had food poisoning before, just think of yourself having diarrhea for a few days straight, and your body being dehydrated. No matter how much water you drank, you can't rehydrate your body. We had a lot of Marines with a couple IVs stuck in their arms, and to reconstitute the water in their body, because without water, your blood begins to thicken. You have to have water to make blood, and it was really hard on a lot of Marines that had gotten food poisoning.
So the water was from Iraq, so Saddam could have easily poisoned you.
Yeah, Saddam could have easily poisoned us if he had knew that we were getting water from Iraq. But I think the water that we were receiving from Iraq was probably pre-bottled before the invasion that started in Kuwait. But look at it this way. Saddam, you never know what's going on in the man's head. He could have poisoned the water just to test his chemicals on his own people, because he has done it before. He has poisoned his own people with chemicals to see how they reacted to the chemicals that he was using. Mm-hmm. So just think what he would have done to us. He shot missiles at us, and who knows if these missiles contain chemicals. We don't know. To this day, they still don't know.
Really? Do you feel the country did right when declaring war?
Basically, it wasn't really a war. We bombed a lot, and yes, we lost some people over there. But you can lose people any day for training. I mean, we lose people. Like, there's somebody in the military died today, right, from a vehicle accident in training. Got run over by a tank, accidentally shot herself or something like that. That's all part of life. People die, and it was a war. Yes, we bombed them. We killed a lot of people. We took a lot of people prisoners, and it was a war, but I felt it was right. If we wouldn't have done it, Hussein would have had a monopoly on the oil flow from the eastern countries, from the Southeast Asia. I mean, he would have had a monopoly on the oil. And you can see our gas prices probably going up to $4 a gallon. Nobody can afford that, not in this day and age. Car prices are high enough as it is, let alone pumping $4 a gallon of gas into your car just to drive 20 miles.
Mm-hmm. How might the United States handle the situation in the future? I mean, in your own opinion.
Swift. Be swift. Don't take your time. I don't think we should sit and wait and let them embed themselves into the ground. Let them dig holes and bury themselves and bury their tanks and stuff where we can't see them. I think we should go in and automatically retaliate and push them out of the country. That's what I feel. I feel we should be swift and decisive in any other battle that we ever have. I think we should automatically retaliate and push the foreign sources out of the war. I mean, out of the territory that they have taken over. I'm glad we didn't get involved in the Bosnian War. I'm glad we let it ride out as long as we did, because that basically is stepping into an area of war of religion, because that was a war of religion. Between the Muslims and the Kurds, whatever, I'm not willing to step in for a war of religions, which Saddam tried to say that Americans being in the Gulf War was going to be a war of religions, and that all the Muslims should join together and expel the Yankees out of their country or their homeland type area. So that's the way I feel about things.
Has the war affected you mentally or physically?
The war hasn't affected me mentally. I'm still mentally capable as I was before. I don't go crazy. I don't think of things at night time and jump up and try to kill people or anything like that. But physically, my body is taking a toll. I feel that maybe they have used chemicals or they tested chemicals on us. I had taken malaria pills while I was over there, and they affected my body in the short term, so I know that they affected my body in the short term, but they probably affected my body in the long term. There's a lot of soldiers that came back from the Gulf War that's got things wrong with them that can't be deciphered. They don't know what they are. So where else could they have gotten these diseases and these problems at if they had to get them over there? That's the only thing I feel about that. I went through a lot of tests, and my blood turned out pretty good. But I do have growth on my bones that they don't know what they are. So at this point, you know, I'm not sure if I have any long-term problems.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could, would you do it again?
If I could, would I do it again? Yes, I would. Because to me, it was the right thing to do at the time. You had a small country that had a small army, and they were attacked by a major country. That would be like the United States attacking Cuba. What would we get out of it? Cuba's such a small country. That's what I felt. It's like a big boy pushing on a little boy on the block. That's what it felt like to me. So I definitely would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't regret none of it.
How about when you finally returned home, how did you feel about it? Were you sad? Were you happy?
No, I was glad it was over with. I was definitely glad it was over with so I could get on with my life. Because at that time, my life was in a standstill, because we weren't going forward and we weren't going backwards.
Uh-huh.
My life was in a standstill for 8 months. So that's the way I feel about that.
You thought Saddam a lesson?
No, I don't think we taught Saddam a lesson. Yeah, we destroyed his army. He doesn't have a million man army no more.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's building up again. I think we should have totally annihilated Saddam. I think we should have went into that country in the effort to get him out. I mean, that's what it should have all been about. We should have destroyed him and got rid of him.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
The whole ordeal of going over to the Gulf War, I mean, is there anything you would change to this day on what happened or what didn't happen or what you wish would happen?
Well, starting off, I wish we would went in on a sooner date, August the 8th or whatever, mm-hmm. went in, attacked, retaliated, pushed Saddam Hussein out of Iraq, I mean out of Kuwait, back into Iraq, and probably try to get him as prisoner. I don't think we should, you know, annihilate this whole country, but we need to get Saddam out of power.
Uh-huh.
And I felt it was good for the military in whole at the time, because we were able to test our technologies and to prove that our technologies were capable of what we meant them to do. So, in the long run, we tested technologies, we got rid of a lot of ammunition that we didn't need, because we have ammunition to this day that are in stockpiles, and we're able to do a job. I mean, we're able to take care of business, and President Bush made the right decision. I felt this man should have been reelected, but he wasn't. I don't want to talk about Commander-in-Chief, because I don't feel that he should be Commander-in-Chief. Basic knowledge. The man never been in the military before, so why should he be in charge of the military? So, basically, that's all I have to add at this point. Unless you have any further questions, I'd like to end this.
Okay, thank you.